Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Chafches in Maseches Shabbos. We are up to the 90th daf in Shas. Our Mishnah is discussing in Perek Bamamadlikin those types of wicks that are acceptable to be used, those types of candles are acceptable, that and those that are not. Our Mishnah that we pick up with is seven lines from the bottom of Chav Zayin Amebeis. Kol HaYoytzim in HaEitz Eim Adlikin Boy El HaFishta. Those things that come out of wood, out of a tree, the only type of substance that is acceptable to use as a wick is flax. Since we spoke about something that was unique in regards to flax as far as lighting is concerned, there is something else unique about flax in regards to tuma. In general, most materials, Rashi and Dibramaskal Eina Metame explains, that serve as a ohel, as a tent for tuma. For example, think of the roof of your house, that if there would be something that is susceptible to Tumas Ohel, then the roof would carry the Tuma to all corners under it. However, the roof itself does not become Tame. However, when it comes to Pishtan, there, Pishtan, if it is a tent and it conducts Tuma under its roof, the tent itself will also become Tame. Tosis Nibar Maskel Ve'ein asks that the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amid Aleph told us that all kelim that serve as an ohel also contract tuma. So why does our Mishnah say only flax? Tosis answers that that Mishnah is talking about movable objects that are mahil, that they had hovered over when they weren't to touch the ground, an object that is tummy. And if there was something else that was also under the utensil, then the tumah would be brought to it. However, it wasn't attached to the ground. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that pishtan, when it's attached to the ground, still has its status as a beged and still will contract tumah. Our Mishnah considered pishtan something that comes from a tree. Ask the Mar Minol, the pishtan it creates. How do we know that something that comes from a tree, it's called something that's part of the wood family? Amar Marzutra to Amar Krah, Pasuk says in Yehoshua that the Meraglim were hidden by Rachel Hazona, Vihi Halosam Hagaga Fatit Menem Vipishte Ha'etz, that they were hidden in flax that's referred to as Eitz. We learned in our Mishnah Vayotze Min Ha'etz Eim Etam Tumas Elim Elafishtam that flax can contract Tumah when it is serving as a Oel. Asks the Gemara Minolin, how do we know this? Amar Rabbi Lazar Gomar Oyel, oyel mimishkan. We learn Xerishava from the Mishkan. Ksiv Hocha, it says in regards to oyel, Zois HaTorah Adam Kiyomus Ba'oyel, and there we learn the concept that anything that's in oil becomes Tomei if there's a mason side. Ksiv Hasam, and it says in Shmois Vayifraj Es Oyel Ala Mishkan, that the oil was spread out on the Mishkan. Malahalan Shel Pishtin. Rashi in Dibra Maskel Mishkan points out, if we look in the Psukim, the only thing that was used from an eitz for the Mishkan was Pishtin, and we call it an oel. Afkan shall Pishtin kari oel. So too, anything that's made of flax is called an oel. Asks the Gemara, imalahalan shizurin v'chutan kafol vav. The way the flax and all the other threads were woven for the Mishkan was very complex. It was spun, and then it was doubled over six times. So Afkan, maybe the only time an Oel will conduct Tumah is Shizurin V'chut and Kafulvav. Tamalaymar Oel, Oel Riba. It says Oel a few times. It says the word Oel many times when it comes to Tumas Oel by Mezen, Parshas Chukas, and that's coming to tell us, even if it's not Kafulvav, it's still considered an Oel. Says the Gemara, E Oel, Oel Riba, if it's Oel, says Oel many times, and it's coming to be marbe, I feel kol mili nami. It should come to include even all types. In Cain, Xerashava Mayahanili, says the Gemara. If that would be so, then what would the purpose of the Xerashava serve from Mishkan? It must be that Ol Riba is not coming to tell us to include all types of utensils are considered in Oa. Asks the Gemara Veima, let us say Malal and Kroshim, Afkan Kroshim, that just like over there, the Mishkan, the walls were made out of Kroshim, and the Mishkan itself is called an Oyel. So to here, the Krushim are considered an Oyel, and will also contract Tumah like we had argued flax had, yet we had learned only flax has. Amakra, the answer is the Gemara, Vasisa Krushim Mishkan. Mishkan, Kari Mishkan, the Mishkan, in other words, what's on top, the Esa Yurios, Rashi describes called Mishkan, Ve'ein Krushim Kruim Mishkan. And the Krushim and I considered a Mishkan. Gemara now asks, if we're going to say that Krushim is not considered the Mishkan, then the same one would have argued should apply to the expression of Michsei La'Oel. Just like the Torah goes out of its way to say Krushim to tell us it's not considered Oel, Ela Me'ata Vasisa Michsei La'Oel, Torah calls it Michsei, Hachanami Michsei La'Ikri Oel. Then the Michsei is also not called an Oel. And to say that would be difficult. Elohada by Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar had asked the following Shaila. Or Be'ema Tmeya Maushi Yitame Bo'el Ames. What's the halach in regards to the hides of a Tame animal contracting Tumah? Asks the Gemara. Hashta Or Be'ema Torah Lo Mitame. We said that when it comes to Or Be'ema Torah, it's not considered an Oel, because it's a Michseh. Or Be'ema Tmeya. The hide of a Tame animal, you would have a Shaila here, Behemah Tmei, of course, means an animal that's not kosher. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, no. There is different when it comes to the Oros of the Migdash, Dahadar Ahadre Kra, because the Torah repeats itself, Dichsiv Inasas Yuyas HaMishkam Es Olmoed, Michseyu Michsey HaTachash Asher Alav, Makish Elyon LaTachton, Ma Tachton Kori Ohel, just like the Urios from the Ezim, the hides from the goats, are considered Oel. So too, when it comes to the Behema Tmeos as well, are also considered an Oel and would have the same halachas. The Gemara fleshes out more what is Rabbi Elazar's Shaila. Gufa, boy Rabbi Elazar, or Behema Tmeo Maushi Yitame Tumas On. Makomi Boile, what was his question when he was asking whether a Behema Tmeo could contract to Masolim? Amar Rav Adabarava says his question was the following. Tacha shahoye bimei Moshe komi boilet. He was asking, what is umichsei hatachash? Tamehaya? Was it of a tameh? Otaharaya? Or was it a tameh? A tahar. Rashi explains that we've already proven that we learn out from the Mishkan in regards to those hides and materials like flax that can both serve as an oel as well as contracts the tumah itself. We had said that pishkan contracts tumah, and we learned that out from the Mishkan. The question of Rabbi Eliezer therefore cannot be which materials contract tumah and which materials don't. That we already said, just look at the Mishkan. Rather, the question is, we know that the Ezim that were used in the Mishkan were from a Behema Tahora. Do all of the things that contract Tumah that are hides, are they specifically from Behema Tahora or a Behema Tmeah? That question is, well, what was in the Mishkan? The Tachash that was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu was that of a Behema Tmeah or a Behema Tahora. If it was of a Behema Tmeah, then we see that a Behema Tmeah as well can contract Tumah. So essentially, this question about what contracts Tumah is really a historical question of what was in the Mishkan. Therefore, Rav Yosef responds historically. Amar Rav Yosef, Maiti Boile, what type of Shaila is? Tanina, we learned. Lo Huchshu L'mlech L'shmaim, Elo Ar Behema Tahora Belvat. The only thing that could be used for the Mishkan is from a Behema that is kosher, a Behema Tahora. Asks Gemara, Masav Rabbi Abba, are you going to say the only thing that was used was Ar Behema Torah? We learned in Brice, Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shnei Mechsoes Hayu. There were two different types of covers that were used in the Mishkan. Echad Shel Oros Elim Ma'adamim. One was made out of the hides of the reddish ram hide. Echad Shel Oros T'choshim. T'choshim is really not clear what it is, the hide of T'choshim. Rabbi Nechemi Omer Michsei. There was only one, v'doyme, and it had different colors. Kimin tala ilan. The closest thing that we know of today of a tala ilan is a leopard. In other words, it was a mikseh, according to Reb Nechemya, with many different colors on it, spotted. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, you just got through saying it was only Behemoth Torah. V'atala ilan tamehu. This cat-like, leopard-like animal, wild animal, is tameh. And the Gemara hachi kamer, kimin tala ilanu. It was, looked like it. Sheesh b'gvanim harbi. V'lo tala ilan. It's not a... It's not the actual Tala Ilan itself, the Luhasam Tame Vahatar. Because over there, the Tala Ilan is Tame, and in the Mishkan it was from an animal that was tar. Asks Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef Ihachi, Hainu Dimitarginan Sasgvana. Asks Rav Yosef, that is the Tirgum, that is the translation, the way you're describing the Tala Ilan, that is what we call in Aramaic the Sasgvana. Shesas b'gvanim harbe, that is adorned with many different colors. Asks Rabbi Yosef, you're saying that there was another type of mikseh that came from an animal that was called something like a tala ilan. Well, this is actually the Aramaic word of saskvana, and in fact, saskvana is used, of all things, from the to translate the word tachash. So wait a second. What you are describing is not distinct of Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda had said, or as Tachash. What you're describing is actually Tachash itself. And in fact, that helps our previous teretz, that the animal that we had spoken about, of Tala Ilan, is not a distinct animal, which is the animal of Tamei of Tala Ilan, but it's rather the Oras Tachashim, and there really is no Behema Tmeya that was used in the Mishkan. So Gemara has not found any source that Behema Tmeya would contract Tuma if it was used as an Oel. However, on the last narrow line in Chav Chesam and Aleph, Rava goes in a different direction. Rava Amar, Or Behema Tmeya, Dimitame Be'oel Ames, Rava assumes that Or Behema Tmeya as well could become Tame Be'oel Ames, is learned from the following Makar. Mehacha, the sanya we learned in Ebraisa. In regards to Tumas Negoim, the Torah describes that the Tuma could be contracted bebeged oba'or, in a garment or with hide. Oba'or, or oba'or, riba. It's coming to include or behema tmea. When it says oba'or, it's coming to include even the hide of behema tmea. As well, Vishalaka biyad kohen. If you have a nega that appeared when it was put into the hand of the kohen, katzatz bikulan va'asa achas mehen. What happens if he cuts different parts of different types of garments of the or of a regular beged of shalaka biyad kohen va'asa achas mehen, and he combines it into one beged, and then creates it for a shear to be mekabel tuma, which Rashi says is the size of the gris. Minayin, how do you know that they combine? Tamaloma o b'chol meleches or. So we see from here expressly that when it comes to behemah tmeah, that contracts tuma. However, Rava immediately asks on his source, v'ikol mifrach, but you could ask on what I had said. Malin negoim shekein shesi v'arev tamei behen. Negoim might be more chomor than when it comes to oel, because even the threads of shesi va'arev can contract tuma. So we see nigoim is more chomor, and therefore you can't apply the halachas of behema tmeya from nega to tuma ba'oel. Answers the Gemara, elagomer mishratzim, we can learn from shratzim, the san. Or when it comes to hide, ainli elo or behema tahora or behema tmeya minayin tam lomar or. So we also see when it comes to sheretz, there the pasuk says v'chal sheyipa alav ale mehem b'moysam yitma mikol kli eitz o veged o or o sak. So there also we have an or. It's coming to be marbe as well behema tmeya. The same would apply to oel. Advances the Gemara as a possibility. V'ikol mifrach, but you could also ask, ma'ala shratzim shekein mitamim b'ka'adosha. There's a chumra in shratzim that has a very, very small shear to be mekabel tuma, and that is the size of a lentil. And a maize will only give off tuma min ha'teira if it has a shear of a kezayis. Nigayim yichichu, but Nigayim will prove to you that you could be that we're machmir on our behema tamea, even though it does not have a shear of a kadasha, because it is mitame the size of a gris. V'chazar adin, and the din goes back and forth. Lo reize kareize, Nigayim is not entirely like shratzim. V'lo reize kareize, and shratzim is not entirely like Nigayim. However, there is a common denominator, and that common denominator could be applied as well to Oel. Hatzara shavah shebehen, the common denominator is sure or tamei behen, that or becomes tamei, va'asa or behema tmeya, ka'or behema ta'ora. And we turn the halachos of the or behema tmeya into the halachos of or behema ta'ora, and it can contract tuma. Afani avi ol hameis, she'or tamei bo, Vinasa bo, or behema tmeya kar behema tahora. We say that it, well, our behema tahora can contract tuma, so too our behema tmeya as well, that we see that the Torah equates the two. A different Rava comes along and asks on this though. Amar le Rava mi brainish li Ravashi. Rava from a place of brainish asks Ravashi. Ikol nifrach, no, tzadashav is weak. Malat tzadashav shaman sheken tmei mipachos mikizayis. When it comes to both Nigoyim as well as Shratzim, both of those cases, the Tumah is so powerful that you don't need a large shear of Tumah to initiate the process of transfer of Tumah. And it could be initiated by things that are even less than a Kizayis. When it comes to Shratzim, there it's a Kadosh. When it comes to Nigoyim, there it's the size of the grist. However, when it comes to Oel, then a mace only gives off Toma. Tamir b'meis she'im etami, ela b'kizayis only gives off Toma. It's the size of a kizayis. Ela amar Rava, rather Rava says we go to a different source to say that or behema tmeya could be metame Toma as an Oel. Asim mikal v'choymer. We learn how kal v'choymer minoitze shel izim from the hides of goats. She'im etami b'nigoyim. We've learned already on Daf Chavav, Daf Chav Zayin, you can see it on Chavav on the base, the name of Tan Rebbe Shmuel, five lines from the top, that when it comes to Tumas Negoim, many hold that the only type of garment that can contract Tuma is a garment that's made out of only Tzemer and Pishta. Notza Shalizim, when it comes to hide of a goat, it does not contract Tuma because it doesn't, it's not Tzemer Upishtim. It comes to Tumas Negoim. So Kal v'chomer goes like this. When it comes to not socialism, shame mitame b'negoyim, mitame b'oil ha-meis, but it can contract tuma as an oil ha-meis. And that, of course, comes from the fact that we learned that from the Mishkan, the halachos of Tumas Oel, as we learned on the beginning of our Amud, from the Gzeira Shava of Oyel Oyel. Or behema tmeya, shemitame b'negoyim, when it comes to the hide of a behema tmeya that is mitame b'negoyim, that we learned out earlier from the Gzeres HaKos of Oyar, ein adin shemitame b'ol meis, certainly it has the ability to contract tuma from ol meis. This the Gemara settles with right now. And that is that ultimately the makar for behema tmeya contracting tuma in Oel comes from the Kal v'chomer from Izim. Now the Gemara though asks, but wait a second, if we have this Kal v'chomer, so then what did we need Rav Yosef's teaching for the types of hides in the Mishkan where he taught that lo huchshu melech shemayim elbo or behema Torah bilvad that we mentioned earlier on Amud Aleph? Why did Rav Yosef teach us that? We thought the reason why he taught us that is to tell us a halacha that applies today, and that is that only a behema tahora can contract Tumas Oel. And now that you say that there's a Kal v'chomer that says even behema tmeya, so what was Rav Yosef teaching us that the things that were used in the Mishkan was only from a kosher animal? Ve'elo ha'detani Rav Yosef lo hukshuru b'melecha shamayim ela bar behema tahora bilvad l'may hilchasa. What is the chiddush of the halacha? Says the Gemara, has nothing to do with the Mishkan per se. Litfilin. Rav Yosef is bringing out the halacha for a totally different thing, and that is for the parshios of tefillin, that the parshiyos of tefillin need to be written on the hide of the cloth, needs to be made from the hide of an animal that is kosher. Tefillin, asks the Gemara, that's what he's coming to teach us. When it says Melech Hashemayim, it's coming to bring out tefillin. Tefillin behed yaksivbu. It says explicitly in the Torah, Lamantia Torah Hashem beficha, that the tefillin need to come from a kosher animal is a drasha of Chazal that's brought down later on, Samach Beis Amenalf Menachas Lamechesa Menalf, that it says that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth, and Chazal Darshan Minamutar Beficha, you can only use it to write the parshios on cloth that comes from an animal that's kosher. Ella, says the Gemara, La'oran, it's coming to teach you in regards to the boxes of the tefillin, that the boxes need to be made from, as well, from an animal that is kosher. Asks the Marva, Amar Abaye Shin Shel Tefillin Halach L'Moshe Misinai. This requirement to have a shin in the tefillin, like we have in our Shel Rosh, is a chiyuv of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So therefore, the status of the boxes is already learned from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rashi explains that since we see that it's made with a letter, so then we could already learn the requirement of an animal kosher from the previous makar of Aman Tiyataris Hashem Beficha that teaches us that anything that's written has to be written on Minamutar Beficha, and we don't need the special teaching of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks an interesting question, the Gilyon Hashas, where he says, but the only requirement of writing on the bias itself when it comes to Shel Rosh, but maybe for the Shel Yad, which doesn't have any letter on it, you would need Rabbi Yosef's teaching. He leaves off with Itzarachiyun. We go back to the Gemara, that's also Bitzarachiyun, because the Gemara is searching for what Rav Yosef is teaching us. Ella lekarchan b'se'aron ulatofram begidim. It's coming to teach us that when you tie the parshios up with the hair of an animal, as well as when you sew up the bayis, it needs to be done with the hair of a kosher animal and the sinews of a kosher animal. Ask Gemara, Hanami Alach Moshe Misinai. That's also Alach Moshe Misinai. Disanya, we learned tefillin merubos, the requirement that tefillin needs to be square, Alach Moshe Misinai. Nikrachos b'sa'arin v'nisparos b'gidin are also a Alach Moshe Misinai. So we are still stuck. Ela l'ritzuos. Maybe it's coming to tell us the ritzuos that are used to tie the tefillin to the body, there it needs to come from a kosher animal. Asks the Gemara, V'amar v'yitzak ritzuos shchoros halacha Moshe Misinai. Comes to the black ritzuos, the requirement for them to be black, that's halacha Moshe Misinai. So we see that the ritzuos as well is covered in halacha Moshe Misinai, and we don't need Rav Yosef's teaching for that. Answers the Gemara, no. Nihi d'gmiri shchoros to this that we learn halacha Moshe Misinai might be in regards to the fact that it's black. Tahoros mi gemiri. Who says that we have a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that needs to come from a kosher animal? Ultimately, this is the conclusion of the Gemara. This is what Rav Yosef was teaching us when he said, Lo hichshu b'melech ha-shamayim elor behem ha-Torah bilvad. It was coming to teach us the Halacha in regards to the Ritzuos of Tefillin. Now the Gemara goes back to one of the original topics on Amud Aleph. Gemara asks, my Have Allah, the tachash of Moshe. What is our maskana about the tachash from the time of Moshe? Was it made of behema tahora or behema tmeya? Amar of Allah, Amar of Shimon Lakish, Amar Hayir Amir, tachash of Moshe, ber yibifnei atzmahaya. Meir taught that it was a separate creation that we're not familiar with. V'lo echriya bo chacham, and the chacham did not side im min chayu, in min behemo, whether it's considered a wild animal or a domesticated animal. And here we have Chazal's description of a unicorn. V'keren achas ha'isaloi b'metzchai, and there was one horn that was on its head. Ulefi shon is damin lo l'moshe, and there was a moment in which it was brought to Moshe. V'asam imenu mishkan, and he made from it for the mishkan. V'nignaz, and then it was hidden. In other words, the animal had disappeared. Maybe we could even use the word had become extinct. The fascinating marimakom of what is the tachash. The Gemara analyzes, V'keren achas ha'isaloi b'mitzcho, this that we said that it had one horn, we see that the animal was a tar animal. How do we know that? As well, we have a tradition that the ox that was brought by Adam Arishon was a unicorn as well. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, v'sitav l'Hashem yishar par makrin mafris. The Torah is alluding to, the pasuk in Tehillim is alluding to the par that Adam Arishon brought and is described as makrin. The Gemara here assumes that means that it had one horn. The Gemara, makrin tarti mashma. Makrin seems to be two. Amar Nachma Yitzchak, mi keren ksiv. It doesn't say makrin, but rather it says makran. Makran, and makran would refer to one horn. Now the Gemara asks a very sharp question. If we're going to say that it was brought as a karbon, so now we know that tachash is not safek, whether it's a behema or a chaya. A carbon is normally brought from a behema. V'livsha minei d'min behema. A carbon that is brought comes from a behema, not a chaya. Answers the Gemara, kivon de'ika keresh, since there is a chaya that is called a keresh, that's spelled out in chulin, on daf nun tesam beis, and there it also only has one horn. V'lesla elachad keren only has one horn. We could also say that the tachash was a minchaya, just like keresh, which is a minchaya. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes our difficult Gemara on Daf Chaches, regards to Tumas Olim, with the fascinating Gemara about what was the tachash, was it possibly a unicorn. We conclude a little bit early, Be'ezer Hashem, in the Daf. Be'ezer Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah of Psilas HaBeged Shekipula. We now go, Be'ezer Hashem, to the Halacha section. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, our Halacha topic for Daf Chav Ches, revolves around the question of whether non-kosher material could be used in the construction of a Beis HaKnesses. This all emerges from our Gemara. The Gemara had quoted the opinion of Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef had said, "Lo huchshu b'mlecha shemayim ela or behema Torah b'lvad." And the Gemara on Chav Ches Amid Aleph, when it assumes that the Or Tachash is made out of a behema Tahora, evokes this rule of Rav Yosef that the Melecha Shemayim needs to be made from a kosher animal. Ultimately, it should be noted that the Gemara on Chav Ches Amid Beis says that we use Rav Yosef's teaching in a different direction. We use it for tefillin. But at the end of the day, the Gemara on Chav Ches Amid Aleph in the Hav Amina uses this expression for the Meleches HaMishkan. This is very important for both the Rabbeinu Bechai in Drush as well as the Chsam Sefer LaHalacha in Simin Lamites. The Chsam Sefer in Arachayim Simin Lamites quotes Rabbeinu Bechai that says that the reason why silk was not used in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan, more particularly the Mishkan, is what Rabbeinu Bechai is discussing, is because silk was made out of a non-kosher animal. It seems that Rabbeinu Bechai assumes that even though Rav Yosef's rule of lo huchshu b'mleches shamayim is not applied in the maskana from the Mishkan, it's still at the same time, the Gemara never precluded the possibility that the only thing that was used in the Mishkan for its construction is from a kosher animal. The Chsam Sofer actually takes this opinion very seriously. And the Chsam Sofer seems to drive in the direction that for the construction of not only the Sefer Torah, but even the construction of a Beis HaKnesses itself, there are things that are going to be made from an animal, in such a case, they should be made only for a kosher animal. And he argues that the only times that silk could be used, if it comes from a non-kosher animal, is if it is entirely changed, that there is a shinui in the silk, but lechatchila, one should not use something from a non-kosher animal in the construction of the Beis HaKnesses. He starts out his tshuva by pointing out that this might be the makor for the halacha in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel that a present that was given to a prostitute cannot be used for the construction of a Beis HaKnesses, which is modeled after the halacha of Beis HaMikdash. And so, and this is found in Rabbeinu Yerucham that is brought down in the Darkei Moshe in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel. And he concludes that the rationale of all of this is because the din derabbanan of Beis HaKnesses, the mitzvah derabbanan, is modeled after the mitzvah d'oraisa of building the Beis HaMikdash. If this would be followed, this would be an amazing chumrah that one would need a hashkacha, if you will, I say it's tongue-in-cheek, for all the materials that are used in the construction of a Beis HaKnesses. I'd like to point out in Pshat in our sugya, as well as in Svara, some of the points that Chassam Sofer himself raises, why we are not familiar from this halacha from other places, and it's something that emerges specifically from this Tshuvas Chassam Sofer and is not emphasized by other poskim. Firstly, and again, the Chassam Sofer himself raises most of these points. Our sugya itself that evoked the rule of Rav Yosef of Lo Huchshu Meleches Shemayim Elam Behema Torah Belvad, not only was that used for tefillin in the Maskana and not for the construction of the Mishkan, but more than that, the Gemara never proved that the Mishkan was only constructed out of a Behema Tahora. The Ran makes this point in Rosh Hashanah, as Chassam Sofer mentions, that the Gemara left off on Chaf Ches Amid Aleph unclear what the Tachash was made out of. And finally, the Chassam Sofer himself also quotes a Rajba that points out that the Maskana of our Gemara, the reason why a Oel from a Behema Tmeya contracts Tuma is actually learned out from the Kal v'chomer Chav Chesam and Av going to Chav Chesam Abeis, but the Gemara never precluded the possibility that the Mishkan itself would be kosher from a Behema Tmeya. So even though there was a Hava Mina in the Gemara, it requires more Iyun whether the Hava Mina of the Gemara stands. And therefore, Rabbeinu Bechaya's Hezber, it's not clear, according to the Rishonim on our Sugya, whether at all Rabbeinu Bechaya's assumption was accepted. Number one. Number two, the Chassam Sofer has the following question. And this is a strong Raya. The Gemara Menachos on Daf Mem, in fact, we had discussed this on Daf Chav Zayin in the Daf, says that when it comes to tzitzis, begadim that are not made out of wool and linen, the halacha says that its strings need to be made out of the same material. And we know the Gemara gives examples of using silk as well, which come, as Rabbeinu Bechaya had said, from a non-kosher animal. Hence, we see that when it comes to tzitzis, the halacha is clear that from a non-kosher animal, you'll be able to use tashmishei mitzvah. Chassam Sofer claims that even though that's so in regards to tashmishei mitzvah, it could very well be for tashmishei kedusha, not only tefillin, there would be a requirement of min hamutar beficha, because we know that there is a different level of kedusha for tashmishei mitzvah as opposed to tashmishei kedusha. And if one is going to argue that a Beis HaKnesses is modeled after the Beis HaMikdash and has the status of Kedusha, of Tashmishei Kedusha, it could very well be the requirement of Min HaMotar Moser B'Picha applies, argues the Chassam Sofer. This approach of Chassam Sofer fits in beautifully with the approach of Rav Soloveitchik that Rav Schechter elaborates on in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, that the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is modeled after Beis HaMikdash, and it could very well be in such a case, if we assume that in the Beis HaMikdash there was a requirement as well of Lo Huchshu Meleches Mishamayim El Mi Behema Tahora, the same would apply to a Beis HaKnesses. However, I'd like to point out that the Ramban, in the beginning of the third parak in Megillah, clearly states that a Beis HaKnesses has a din Tashmishei Mitzvah and not Tashmishei Kedusha. Rav Schechter in his piece quotes this Ramban. However, he says, the Ran disagrees, that the Ran holds, like those Rishonim, as the Chassam Sofer assumes, that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is modeled after Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, and therefore one would not be able at all to bring a Raya from the Halacha that Tzitzis could be made out of a non-kosher animal. However, the Ran that seems to assume that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses has the status of Tashmishei Kedusha, it's not clear to me whether that status of Tashmishei Kedusha is the same type of status of Tashmishei Kedusha that Rav Soloveitchik presented the Beis HaMikdash has. The Beis HaMikdash of Soloveitchik pointed out revolves around the Aron. And since it revolves around the Aron, everything is there to serve the Kedushas HaKsav of the Torah. Since it's there to serve the Kedushas HaKsav of the Torah, then it has the din of Tashmishei Kedusha, and here the parallel would be very powerful, that just like we say that min ha-moser b'ficha, it applies to Kedusha Sefer Torah, it could very well be it'll apply Kedusha Beis HaMikdash, as the Chasam Sofer is concerned that it does. However, as we've pointed out on other occasions, if one looks in the Ran in Megillah, over there in the beginning of the Halachos of Beis HaKnesses, in the beginning of the fourth perek in Megillah, one will see the Ran does not consider it Tashmishei Kedusha because of the words of Torah that revolve from the Aron, but rather it has Tashmishei Kedusha because of the Tfilos of Kedusha that take place in the Beis HaKnesses. If that's so, then it's a different type, one could argue, of Tashmishei Kedusha. It's not a Kedusha that emanates from Kedushas HaKsav. It's a respect for the Kedushas HaTfila, and that requires Iyun, whether that type of Tashmishei Kedusha also requires from Behema Tahora, or Behema Tameya would be acceptable in constructing it. Because at the end of the day, it is not the same halacha of Tashmishei Kedusha as Tashmishei Sefer Torah. The Chasam Sofer himself seems to come out leniently. I believe we have advanced another reason why it would be acceptable to use in the construction or in the shul materials that come from those things that are asar b'ficha. This concludes the halacha section from Daf Chav Ches.